Hey, good morning, everyone. You're here with me, Lori the Love Sherpa, once again on another very overcast California morning where I am. And we are here on 12radio.com where we're listening. Oh my gosh, obviously I'm not awake yet. We are changing the way you listen to the world, and we are changing it a lot right now. Believe it or not, I actually am awake. I'm actually quite awake. It's just that the energies are very, very high this morning, and so am I. As a result, that is what happens when the solar energy gets to be a little bit, almost too much for my physical body. And it sort of knocks me off my feet sometimes. This morning was pretty, it was a challenge getting out of bed today, because I always know when the energies are really high, because I lay in bed and I feel like the sense of just never wanting my feet to touch the ground. it's that intense. So if any of you are feeling especially blissed out or especially weird, or especially angry, or any extreme physical feeling or emotion, that is what is happening. And it seems to be getting a lot stronger lately, because the more we get energized to hold on to more light in our bodies, the stronger the energies will become to like give us more. It pushes us to expand, which is a good thing ultimately, but it can be a little challenging for our little humans to really handle. Our bodies can only take so much, but we're hanging in there, you know. What can we do? It's going to happen no matter what we do. So you can't fight it, and resistance is futile, like I always say, because it really is. The best thing to do is breathe and not resist. So that is what I am doing, and I feel good. It's not like I don't feel good. Thank God I feel good. I'm grateful for that. So we will all hang in there together today. So I'm actually wearing clothing instead of pajamas this morning, which is, you can't see it, but you will eventually, because I get a slow start to things sometimes because I'm a Capricorn. So we're sort of late bloomers, but I've been gearing up to go on YouTube. Excuse me one sec. And so on YouTube, I don't really want to look like I just rolled out of bed, but I might. we'll see what happens. So I actually put on real clothes this morning instead of hanging out in my pajamas. So I was going to put a picture just to prove it to all of you that I'm actually like up and dressed, but I haven't done that yet. So we're a few of us are gearing up to go on YouTube, and that should be interesting, because then you'll all be able to see what I look like first thing in the morning, which I feel like hopefully you won't be too shocked, but I think we'll deal. But right now you can just listen to my voice and form mental images of me in your mind if you so choose. All right. Better than that, we have other things to talk about. Like I said, the energies are very high today. And today is June 9th, 2025. And right now it's 10:08 a.m. here on the lovely coast of California in Oceanside, where I happen to be. And it is, like I said, quite overcast. We're having the what they call June gloom. And June gloom is sort of where the sun doesn't really come out until later in the day. Pardon my voice. I'm still trying to clear the morning frog, apparently. The 1-2 frog is what we call it. Because a few of us have this issue sometimes with our throats. But I kind of think the throat thing is more of a, I almost want to say some of us who are more intuitively inclined tend to get some, we get our throat chakra sometimes gets a little overloaded and bombarded. At least that's what it feels like for me. Like sometimes there's stuff that needs to be said. And so I try and say whatever is present for me, for us. And so I have a few things that I want to share with you today. The energies are super high. I did a Instagram reel on Saturday. I don't know if any of you have seen it, but the reel was basically about the upgrades and what has happened. I didn't go into it deeply in the reel. It was kind of brief. But what's happening for me is that as the solar and the universal energies are increasing and allowing me to upgrade my physical body, just like all of you, even if you're not feeling it. Some of us just feel it more strongly. I'm going to grab some water 1 second, please. Because I can feel I have this frog in my throat. Fine when I'm not talking. Okay. So what I was talking about in my reel on Instagram, and if you want to go over there and check it out, it's lori.the.love.sherpa on Instagram. What I was feeling was how the upgrades are actually giving me new abilities, and you may not realize it either, but I didn't realize it at first, but then I stopped and I realized that what was actually happening was that my abilities were getting stronger. And I was, the other day I was able to, as I was driving, a lot of stuff happens when I'm driving because I'm kind of like in the zone. And so I realized that what I was doing in that moment was seeing into other people and seeing like who they were. I don't want to say a soul level, but as a, we have many layers to our energy. And at some level, I'm seeing people now who they, I think it's kind of like their potential and who they are coming into being. Whereas, if you know somebody for a while and you know them as one person, you know them like this person, you know, always acts this way and they have a temper or they, you know, they're really quiet all the time. A lot of these things are shifting. And so the thing that I have been noticing is that when I, this new ability that seems to have been unlocked is that I can, I'm going to shut this door. It's getting noisy out here. Okay. So this, what I noticed was that I'm now able to see people's true selves and really see what they're all about and feel what they're all about. And that has, for people that I've known a while, it's different now than it was because of all these upgrades. So you may be feeling it or you may not, and you may have even noticed it in people that you know. But people are different, and most of it is in a really good way. But some of it is just all of it is authenticity. So whatever you're seeing, it's authentic. It's who they are. It's who they really are. And so what I'm seeing is people are shifting and changing very quickly. And whereas someone might have been quick to anger in the past, they're actually a lot more calm now. Some of them, not everyone, but a lot of people really are being upgraded, and their energy is really changing. And this sounds wild and crazy, but I promise you, I'm not insane. I'm totally, totally lucid. I'm just really feeling these energies. And as a projector, a human design projector, which, I mean, looking into people and seeing and feeling people is what I do anyway. And this is like kind of a new level for me to see into people and really feel who they are now, as opposed to who they were if I knew them, you know, if I've known them for a while. Excuse me. And so what I've noticed is just all of this. So when you're meeting people now, even if you've known them, try to really look at them and maybe give them the benefit of the doubt and really open your eyes. And maybe other people you'll see more clearly, and you'll realize that, I don't want to say don't give them the benefit of the doubt, but maybe you'll see that, oh, now I see this person's true intention, and maybe it's not the greatest, but what I'm feeling is this is more of a good thing. This is more, this type of authenticity brings about clarity in people. It brings about the higher self, not the lower self. It really does. I can see that people are really being upgraded and really stepping into their full embodiment of souls, of who they actually are as souls. They're like, we're getting there, people. It's really exciting, actually. And this sounds, I know this sounds really esoteric, and I hope it makes sense, but we're here to enlighten. We're here to achieve enlightenment, and nobody does it fully in a physical body, but you can get, you know, as close as you can get higher and higher. And that's why people talk about raising their vibration, because that's what this is all about. So when you raise your vibration, hence, you know, your consciousness level, your energy, your physical human body has energy, and that energy rises, and your energy and consciousness level goes higher. And so that's what this is all connected to. This is all connected to the solar flares, the upgrades, the ascension energies. This is what this all is. And so just notice, see if you notice when you are interacting with people, especially people, like I said, that you've known for a while. See if they feel different to you, because I bet they will, if you haven't noticed this already. A few people, when I said this on Instagram, a few people have come up to me and said that they've noticed the same thing, that they're actually feeling that people are different, whether you're feeling into their energy or whether they're just showing you their authenticity and who they are. Everybody feels things differently. So however you're feeling other people or sensing other people, just see if you notice this, because I've definitely, it was brought to my attention. It wasn't something random for me. It was like I got a little bit of a gentle, you know, knock in the head, and it's like, oh yeah, look at this. have you noticed that this person's energy is way different than it used to be? And that's a really good thing. So see if you notice that about people. I bet you will. Because people are changing and shifting, and we have to allow that and allow for that. So it's a really, really good thing. I'm so excited about this. I'm really excited that not only can I perceive this, but that people are actually different. And some people, this is not affecting everyone the same way. Some people you're going to see like still acting like fools, honestly, just because they're in resistance and they're unaware of what's actually happening. They feel the upgrades in some particular way, but they don't know what's going on. So they're reacting instead of responding. It's a challenging thing when you're not on the spiritual path and all these really spiritual, energetic things are happening to you as a human. And it's okay because some people aren't on the spiritual journey the way that many of us are here. You know, if you're here listening to this radio show, it's a pretty safe bet to say that you're on a spiritual journey. Otherwise, what I'm saying would not make any sense. Hopefully it is making sense. But it's been fascinating to me to just watch people shift and change, including myself. I'm still noticing that there are emotional releases happening, things like energy from old stuff is still coming up to be released. And it's coming up with a vengeance, I must say. Like when it comes up quick and rough. And it's a good opportunity when things come up suddenly and you feel like you're getting like triggered all of a sudden. It's a good opportunity to take a beat. Just take a beat and take a breath. And don't react, but respond. Like, just take a moment before you respond. And respond in a more constructive way, rather than destructive, of course. Because sometimes we react way too quickly to things that trigger us. And the whole idea is, even if you're triggered, it's okay because it just wants to be, that energy wants to come up for release. And it also wants to, there's two ways you can think of it. Sometimes it's coming up for release and you just have to feel the feelings. Other times it's coming up so you can heal a wound. Healing the wound is a little bit more of a process, but that's what we're here to do. So if you can usually feel if something is just coming up to be released, because you'll just feel an emotion kind of quickly. It'll come on. And if you just acknowledge it and let yourself feel it, let it run through your body and release it, then it's done, you know, until it maybe comes up again next time in a different moment. But if you can just do that, it'll release quickly. And that way, there are many layers of emotional release that our bodies need to go through to upgrade. And so if you can let each time that happens, just let your body release whatever emotion is happening. Like if you want to, if you feel sad, cry. If you feel like bawling, bawl. If you need to punch some pillows, punch some pillows. Get angry, you know, get the emotion out of your body. That's the key, because you don't want to hold it in your body because then it causes trouble. Many people don't realize that they're getting illness because there's trapped emotion in their body. So the other part of it is if you get triggered by things, sometimes that's because you need to heal that emotional wound that's inside you. And a wound is not your fault. It's something that most likely happened to you in your childhood. And it's important to use tools that are specially designed to help you release this type of energy and heal this type of wound. There's shadow work, there's affirmations, there's gestalt, there's speaking to your, having your higher self speak to the issue. There are many tools that you can use for that, to help you release those, you know, deep, sometimes very deep emotional wounds that we carry into our adulthood from our childhood. But I just realized I haven't told you how to get into the Facebook chat, and I wanted to do that in case you have questions. I'm a certified spiritual psychology practitioner, and you can ask me questions. I would love to hear them. I can pull cards for you if you just want like a quick reading. I can often focus on you and intuit into situations that you're having if you need some sort of guidance or advice. So how you get over to the Facebook chat so that you can ask me questions and make comments, is go to your device. And I'm going to do this as I talk. Go to 12radio.com. And that brings you onto, oh, my phone is a little slow. Okay. That brings you onto our website, which will show you some options on the left side, and one of them is chat. So hit chat, and that takes you over into the 12radio Facebook page. And join the group if you've never been here before. Someone will let you in. And most likely it will be Serena, my lovely producer, who's standing by behind the scenes and making everything work. Once you're in the group, you just scroll down. You'll see my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. And let's see who's in the chat. Hi, Tay. Hey, how are you? She says, hi, Lori. Hope you're doing well. It's been a while since I have been able to listen to you live. Glad to be here. I'm very happy that you are here. And I will tell you, interestingly enough, I saw your name in Psychic Cat's chat, and I got like a little hit. So I think I knew that you were going to be here. It's interesting. And Renee is here. Hi, Renee. And Anne, she says, hello, Lori. Always great to hear your voice. Yeah, even sometimes if it's a little gravelly in the morning, but it's not too bad. It's my sexy morning voice. That's what I call it. And Quelly's here too. Hey, Quelly. She says, grand rising blessings, Lori. Same to everyone. I hope you're all having a really good morning. Or, you know, whatever time of day it happens to be, wherever you are. Okay. Hey, Maureen. Maureen says, hi, Lori Love, Serena, and 12 friends. Would love a card, please, on financial improvement, if time permits. Libra with Gemini rising and Jupiter in 10th house. Been retired from 28 years of oncology patient navigation. Okay. We will pull that card in just a little bit, Maureen. Shell. Hey, Shell. She says, did I miss the lawn guy? They were very quiet up until about, I would say probably up until about 9:30 today. They were real quiet. And that's why I just jumped up and shut the door, because I could hear them outside. So you didn't miss it. But thankfully, now that we switched our technology to a different way of doing things, I think you're hearing less of the background noise. I hear it, of course, because I'm over here in real time and space with the lawnmowers right outside my window. But I'm glad you can't hear it. So yes, you missed it. He was here, but you definitely didn't hear him because everything's just quieter now. Now it's very quiet, thankfully. And Pamela's here. Hey, Pamela. She says, good morning, Lori. That's a pretty flower. That's actually one of my favorite flowers, the Gerbera daisy. I love those so much. They're so pretty. I would probably say that is Yeah, it's definitely up there in my top three flowers, the Gerber daisies. I just love them. For some reason, they're just so beautiful and colorful. I especially love the color that you posted, that really pretty, like, fuchsia. It's so beautiful. Pardon me one sec. Okay, Charlene. How are you doing? She says, so happy to share some alive, alive time with you today. I'm feeling a bit otherworldly. For my emotional well-being, I'm floating above. Yeah, that's a good way to describe what's going on right now. Working on peace, love, and understanding. Always a treat to hear you. Your conversation has a grounding energy. Thank you for that. I so appreciate that reflection. And I'm happy that you're here and able to share time with me. That means a lot to me to have you here. And yeah, it's not surprising that you're feeling otherworldly and floating. yeah, it's always good that if you're getting mired in gunk, I'll say, rise above. Just rise above it, you know? Go to that place of peace inside you, because it's always there. Spirit is who we are, and spirit is love. So that place where spirit is you, and it's always there, no matter what's happening outside of us. So try to remember that, and try to always just go to that place of peace, no matter what's happening outside. It doesn't matter. Honestly, I swear to God, it really doesn't matter sometimes what's happening outside. Because what's happening inside is so much more important, and everything starts from the inside out. That's what I want to emphasize, because this has been proven to me more and more often lately, that things really do happen from the inside out. They start with you. Anything that you're seeing outside of you, anything, is in some way being created inside of you first. And that's not to say you should blame yourself for anything. You shouldn't. But we are all responsible for the worlds we live in. And yes, some of it is a collective effort. Absolutely. And so if you're seeing stuff you don't like, the collective is mired in a lot of negativity. And so we're all part of the collective. But what you can do, excuse me one sec. What you can do is step back from the collective and go inside yourself, your spirit, to your place of peace, and get clear within yourself. That way, the things on the outside don't affect you as much. They really don't, because you could see things happening outside of you and really realize that everyone's experience is truly their own, because you're creating it within yourself. So if you can create peace within yourself, you're going to see it around you. And maybe you'll see the other stuff in the distance, but it won't affect you. And I know this is true, because I did it during COVID. Quite seriously. I'm not even kidding when I say that. Because in the beginning, everybody was freaking out. And then once I allowed myself to really see into the situation and realize the truth of it, I knew that if I joined the collective energy, which was all fear, that was not going to help me. So I went inside and I readjusted, and I focused on my peace. I focused on my safety. I focused on the love that I am as a soul, because that's who we really are. You know, we may be in these human bodies for a while, but we're really truly energy. And I focused on that, and my world got so much better. I didn't encounter as much resistance when I went out into the world. The things that were affecting so many other people were not affecting me. And that's like honestly one of the best examples I can use, because everybody knows what happened then, right? So the fact that so many people can be so affected and yet I wasn't is a big deal. And I'm not saying that to brag or anything. It's just that when you know enough to look at what's happening outside and take yourself out of it as much as possible, and just, even if you're sitting in the middle of like craziness, if you can find a way to, you know, meditate or just breathe, like take a few deep breaths and just get peaceful, get centered, it will shift your energy enough so that you will feel the difference one way or another. And then you'll start to see the difference. Because when you, the first way that you know things are changing is you feel better. When you feel better, that's when things outside you start to look better. So feeling good is really important. Abraham Hicks stresses this all the time. Abraham Hicks stresses that you have to pay attention to how you feel, and you feeling good is the most important thing. Because when you feel good, things are better all around you for everyone, not just you, everybody. So that's why it's important to keep yourself as relaxed as possible. You don't have to be like bouncing off the walls, you know, giggling all the time. You just have to feel good, relaxed, peaceful, you know, happy, you know, happy for no reason, right? Just relax and center. And if you don't know how to do that, I like to focus on things that I'm grateful for. And I also like to help other people. When I'm feeling not my best, I actually really like to do something that helps other people. It's one of the reasons I do this show. Not because I don't feel well. Thank God I feel good today. I'm very grateful for that. But it's because I really love helping other people feel good. I pretty much live for it. It's my mission in life to help other people feel better. It's one of the reasons I'm here. I mean, I really don't think I'd be here for any other reason. Truly. I mean, we're here for many things, ultimately. And yes, I'm here to experience joy, and I'm here to, and that's a big deal. I'm not saying that lightly. I'm here to experience joy, because when I feel good, I know everybody around me feels better. even though I'm, you know, not a generator type, but still, generators are the ones who have the enveloping auras, and everyone can feel them very easily. So it's important for them to feel good so that everyone around them feels good. But I really think that we can all do that to some degree. I do. Because we're all connected. And if my energy is in a certain place, you're going to feel that whether you know it or not. And we're all connected by our consciousness and that energy. So naturally we're all going to feel each other. Okay. Let's see who else is here. Pamela, she says she was a bit weepy yesterday. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, you were clearing something out. Yep. And that's the best way. Just let yourself feel it, and it will clear itself out. Hey, Patricia. She says, hi, Lori and friends. I see more people coming in. Let me refresh, and we will get to Maureen's card in a moment. I just want to make sure, since I've been talking so much, that I don't miss anybody in the chat. Okay. Yes, I have definitely missed people in the chat. I'm so happy all of you are here today. I'm always very pleased and grateful to have you all here with me. Just have to look through this. Okay. Hi, Jean. Jean wants a card also. So yes, I will do that. And Patricia says she can relate. She's been thinking about stuff in the middle of the night that makes her want to address it to a person. But I'm holding back on doing it and going into a higher self, like I told Kat. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, feel whatever you're feeling and use your tools. Use your tools to get it out of your body. Excuse me. And yes, go to your higher self. Absolutely. That's the best advice. It really is. So I'm sure that everything you're doing is working. And you'll see the effects. It's kind of funny. Sometimes you see the effects really quickly, and other times it takes a little bit longer. But I think it might have been Abraham Hicks that said, when you put yourself in a really high vibing place, notice what happens in like 3 days. So however you're feeling, 3 days from that feeling is sometimes and often when that energy often plays out. Because energy many times doesn't actually have an effect in the moment, but it takes 3 days. So I think that might be truer for some people than others, because I know someone I know who's a generator who swore by that fact. When something would happen to her, she was like, okay, what energy was I in 3 days ago? Because this thing is happening now and I need to know what it is. So maybe take note of that too. I personally haven't paid too much attention to that, but I definitely think there's something to it. Because whatever energy you're in, it's going to process and it's going to show up later, probably in like 3 days, I would imagine, because that does make sense. Because what's happening right now in your reality, like right this second, I think Abraham also says this, it's old news. That's what you created in your past thoughts and your past energy. So what's happening in this moment is energy that I previously created. Like what I've created in my business, for instance, that was because of energy work I did and focusing work with energy that I did in the past. So if I do focusing work for something that I really want, this is all manifestation stuff. If I do focusing work in the present for something I want, it's going to take me through whatever processes I'm using, you know, whether it's visualization or any of the tools that we use to manifest. The one I love the most is, you know, feeling into the feeling of having what you want. So actually getting into the feeling state of having what you want. It works, honestly, it works the best for me. If I can get into the feeling state of already having what I want, I get there. I definitely get there. I know, because I've done it like a bunch of times. So if you can get into the feeling state, it eventually shows up. And sometimes it shows up quicker than others. It just depends on how quickly you can surrender into that feeling state and give up the doubt, because your desire has to be stronger than your doubt. It really does. But you can still get there. It just takes a little longer. Even if you have doubts, don't think you can't. But that's what I'm saying about things not always manifesting right in the moment. Because what you're seeing now is because of the manifesting work I did in the past. So whatever you're seeing in your life right now that you've manifested, that you wanted at one point and didn't have, that you now have, that's because of, you know, whatever you might have been doing to bring it about, eventually brought it about. So it can sometimes have a little bit of lag time or a lot of lag time. It just depends on what it is and how strongly you believe in it. Because belief is a powerful tool. You know, if you believe and feel like something is yours, you know, you can pretty much bet that it's going to be. I don't think I've ever seen that not happen. And if it doesn't, it's usually because there's some sort of limiting belief that you need to excavate, because you're not aware of it. A lot of times we don't see these limiting beliefs that we have, like about money and things like that. Because we were taught things as children, and they're not true. You know, like if somebody said to you, well, money doesn't grow on trees. And so you think, you know, money is scarce for you. Well, that's not true, because money is energy. So maybe in a particular moment, you didn't have some money, right? And so you're coming from a place of lack or scarcity. But since money is energy, it can show up at any time in many different ways. And again, I say this because I've done it. I've been there. And once you get into the feeling of already having it, it eventually shows up. And it shows up sometimes in the craziest ways and the most miraculous ways. So that's just one example, but that can apply to anything, really. It's quite wonderful, truly, how we create our own realities. We are God energy. We, you know, this is why I was raised Catholic. I don't like, I remember a lot of stuff from my Bible studies and my Catholic upbringing. I haven't read the Bible in a long time, but there's a lot of good stuff in it. You know, there really is. There's a lot of good stuff in the Bible, and some of the teachings are very valid. A lot of it is metaphor, and you kind of have to feel into the energy of that particular book, because, you know, it's stories and it's metaphors. And but even Jesus, right? Jesus said something to the effect of, and I'm gonna like butcher this terribly because I'm not reading it from the Bible, but something to the effect of, even the least of you can do what I've done. And when I say that, I feel it. Like, we can do miracles. Because we are that energy. We are Christ consciousness. I really want you to know this. You are the consciousness of Christ, of God, of spirit, of the divine, whatever word you use. At a soul level, that's who we all are. So take that into consideration and take it seriously, because it is. It's the truth. It's the only truth, the only real basic foundational truth of our lives is who we are. And that is how and why we are able to, simply with our focus and our thoughts, able to create the world around us and our own personal world, because everyone's individual experience is their own. And we add our energy to the collective. So by being focused and loving in your own energy, you're helping the collective. That's why when people say, I'm sending you love, I'm sending you energy, they really mean it, because we really are. We are actually sending you loving energy that will help you, because you are energy. And if I'm sending all of you light, sometimes I call it light, because in the University of Santa Monica, we refer to that energy as light. So if I send you light, you know, if I say, light, much light to your situation, and I send it to you from my heart, that's powerful. And that is going to heal in some way. Physical ailments, emotional issues, situations that you'd rather not be dealing with, anything that's unwanted. But that's how it works. That's really how it works. Hey, Denise, she says, hi, Lori, really like peonies and snapdragons. Early childhood memories of 4 o'clock flowers that grandma always planted, could tell time by them. Pretty cool. Yeah, flowers are beautiful. And I love them. I don't like when they die. That's why I don't really buy flowers or cut them. I mean, I can appreciate a flower very much just by walking by someone's rose bush. I don't need to cut them and put them in a vase. That's me. I don't feel like, you know, flowers dying is necessarily a good thing to have in my house. Although I have to say, I do have some of the preserved flowers, which, you know, I guess if I drill it down, they are cut flowers and they are also dead. But they've been preserved, and so they look fresh, and that feels different to me. It just feels, I can still feel that they're not alive because they don't have the vibrance of a live flower. But at least they're not dying right in front of my eyes. At least I don't think they are. At least I hope not. But they are beautiful and they are preserved. So I probably won't be buying any more preserved flowers, honestly, because I've become sensitive to the death aspect of the living flower, and I don't want to do that to them. So, but I have a gift that someone gave me a while ago, and they are very, very pretty. But yeah, when it comes to flowers, I really don't cut them anymore. I will give them on certain occasions because I know it's customary in the United States to, you know, in other places to give flowers like as gifts and, you know, at funerals and things like that. But personally, I don't really like cut flowers. I don't have them in my house. I don't, other than the preserved ones. I don't know. It doesn't feel good to me to have cut flowers. If I'm going to send somebody a gift, I'd send them chocolate. You know, give them something they can eat that won't die. It's much more enjoyable, I think. Especially since I have a very good friend who makes amazing chocolate, and why not, right? And she, incidentally, she's been on my show, Kat. She and I talked about human design at one point. You know what? Let me pull these cards. Oh, actually, you know what? We're probably not even going to have too much time. I'm going to pull one card. And it's going to be for both of you, okay? I hope that's okay with you. And we will get the right card. It's going to be for Maureen and, let's see, Jean. Jean and Maureen, this card is for you. And for whomever it resonates. Because we know that happens a lot with cards. It's not always just for one or two people. It's for sometimes for many more people. Okay. There's a card for Maureen and Jean. It's the God of spiritual healing. So it says an aspect of you or a situation in your life is in need of healing. So maybe this is what you were referring to, Maureen. Financial improvement. Okay. So yeah, it apparently does need healing. But I gave you a lot of tools. I hope you heard. If you didn't, you can listen to the replay again. It might be a good idea. For financial healing, getting into the feeling of already having what you want and feeling the relief and the pleasure of having your finances be secure and abundant, and moving as if you have no lack is really important, because feeling the feeling is, honestly, it works. I will tell you, it works beautifully. So let me read the God of Spiritual Healing for Maureen and Jean. I talked a lot today. I hope that it was valuable and helped you a bit. Okay. The essence of all healing is ultimately love. A situation in your life or an aspect of you is asking to be healed right now. I feel like there's a scarcity issue that needs to be healed. You're not in scarcity. Just remember that. You are abundant. Everything I was saying before. Regardless of what method, technique, or therapy you choose, true healing, which stems from the spiritual heart of creation, only occurs through love. The God of spiritual healing has appeared in your reading today to send you light and love. What were we just talking about? Feel the presence of love all around you. Close your eyes. Feel the love which automatically radiates from your heart like crystal pink light. Trust in the power of love to heal you and to heal any situation in your life that is in need of healing. Imagine yourself filled with and bathed in crystal pink light. Visualize yourself, your relationships, and all in your life as being healed right now. Remember, the power that made you can also heal you. That power is love, and it's who you are. And so it is. It is done. Okay. Wow, one more minute. Boy, my timing is so perfect and elegant. That's a Mama Gina tool. Whenever you think you have not enough time or you're going to be late somewhere, just breathe, relax, and say to yourself, my timing is perfect and elegant. And watch, you'll see what happens. It's very interesting. Miracles happen. I've had miracles happen when I do that. It's very, very fascinating. So I just want to thank you all for being here. I'm going to check the chat again. And if I missed anybody, I'll just respond in the chat. But I so appreciate all of you. I love you all so very much. You have been listening to me, Lori, the Love Sherpa, here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way we listen to and perceive the world. Bye, everybody.
This is Christina Morier, and I am a psychic advisor over at 1-2-listen.com. I love my job because I love people, and helping them to find the through lines to events happening in their lives, both big and small. Sometimes we could use that extra set of psychic eyes to see the bigger picture, right along with the right steps to take in order to get the best possible outcome for our careers, our relationships, as well as our personal goals. So if you would like to book a reading with me, all you have to do is visit 12listen.com and I'll meet you there. That touch my soul. Now's the time for our strength.